not sherbet, no. It was very tangy, but it gave, you know, sort of like a very tangy sort of flavor. But it was very milky. As a matter of fact, milk was one of the major ingredients. And I'm talking about that heavy, thick, condensed milk they used a good deal of that for.
I mean, it was like, what was it, canned?
It was a canned milk, you know.
Were there very many farmings around here when you were young?
Not really. Only avocado groves were about the, was about the major, shall we say, farm industry. But not really, not. When I was coming up, there weren't that many farms.
How about when does your parents or your grandparents remember any kind of
only things that they grew for themselves, for their own use. They had the little, what they call gardens, in the back where they grew their special type of fruit. Lime, I picked that back, avocado and lime were a major, shall we say, agricultural use here, around in the area in which I live.
What kind of items did they grow in the garden?
Collard greens, onions, potato, squash sometimes, tomatoes, pepper.
Oh, no, on the tomatoes, that's the big kind?
On the vine, yeah.
Yeah, you know those little small ones?
Yeah.
Did they ever have those here?
I think I got some now, but not by choice.
Oh.
I don't think so. I didn't see that many of them. You wanted to get, you know, the most you could to feed your family. And so, you know, like, that was a very nice little delicate something, but it wouldn't, you know, like, it wouldn't go too far in what you wanted to do.
Have you ever heard a name for this? The smallest?
I have. I can't even think of it now. I have heard a name for it.
I have no.
And, you know, this is, of course, from my own education now, mm-hmm. but I can't really, like, think of what they're called.
Okay. And you were talking about squash. What kind of squash did they
have? A little yellow squash.
The one with the
little curving horn.
Have you ever seen a type of squash around here that it would be maybe about that big around and flat and maybe possibly, you know, if this were round, it would look like, you know, maybe this big around about that thick. It would look like a sand dollar or something, huh?
No, I haven't seen that.
Maybe they have a scalp type of an edge. I've been trying to look at the name of that.
Sapodilly, we have plenty of that.
What's sapodilly?
Sapodilly is another sort of fruit. It's very sweet. It grows on a very large tree. As a matter of fact, there's a tree still down at my grandmother's place. And the funny thing about it, we always laugh because everybody who had a sapodilly tree always had the sapodilly tree over the septic tank, near the septic tank, fertilizer. Indeed, it was a very heavily fertilizing. And
did it help to take a lot of the nitrogen out of the soil? Bacteria or something.
I really don't know, but that's all the green. All the people with the green thumbs always planted their sapodilly trees near the septic tank if you have one in the back. And I think we were about the first family to have a septic tank because we were one of the first families to have an indoor toilet. I remember the days of that they used to call him the honey man.
The
honey man.
What's that now?
That's the guy who, outhouses.
Right.
He was hired by the city. No, he wasn't. He was paid. Yeah, he was hired by the city or somebody to at night come by with his buckets and dip the waste out of the outhouse.
Clean the outhouse?
Yeah, he didn't clean it. He just went in and dipped it out and just kept going.
So, did he use it for,
I don't know whether they did with it.
Yeah, for night soil or
anything? I don't know what they did with it. You could smell it coming from miles. Well,
did you call him, what was that again?
They call him the honey man.
That's it.
Honey man, yeah. Everybody wanted to be, to find out who the honey man was, so we could tease the kids while seemingly.